Cooper and Anthony Show.
A guy bought a ring, a big, huge ring, really nice ring. So probably a 3-carat ring.
Okay.
So before he went to work, he was really excited about giving her a ring. He left her a note. This was during Mother's Day. I guess they have a child also. So the note said, "Happy Mother's Day. Me and Monk love you so much. Thank you for being a good mother to her. I was going to wait until I got home, but I wanted to give you this as soon as you woke up to make sure you're happy. I hope it's the right size. P.S. I love you. You want to get married at some point." And he left her the ring.
What?
Yeah.
So he wasn't even there. He left her a note and a box?
And a 3-carat ring.
Yeah, you want to be there to see the expression on her face. And if she's going to say yes, what's she supposed to do, leave him a note back? Yes. And then go to her mom's? Like, no, you want to be there.
But he wanted her to see it when she woke up. Mother's Day morning. He couldn't be there because he had to go to work. And he didn't want to wait till that night. So he left her a note and the ring and said, here.
Oh, that's the worst.
P.S. You want to get married at some point.
Oh, God, that is... I mean, I know that he spent a lot of money on the ring and he thinks that that's all that matters, but it's the experience. You know, if you think about it, as a woman, you wait your whole life. If you're somebody who's dying to get married, who's really into the romance, and you think about what that moment's going to be like when the man you love finally proposes, will he be on one knee traditionally? Will he ask your dad? Will he, I don't know, skywriting? Will it be in bed romantic while you're cuddling? Like, what will be that moment? You know what women never consider? Leaving me a note and a box while he's at work so I can wake up and propose to myself, basically.
So I can't send you a text and say, look in the top drawer. No, that's not
like,
good either.
New phone, who dis?
So you don't like that one. So you probably would say no to that.
Even though it's terrible.
Okay. Here's the next one. We'll see which one is worse.
Okay.
These guys have been dating a few years. Mm-hmm. They kind of talk about getting married, but he's like, at some point, I'm going to get you a ring. Just wait. I'll wait for the right time, then I'll ask you to marry you.
Okay. Got it.
So he's hanging out with his buddies one night, and they're getting plastered. And they're walking into like Target and things like that. And he looks down and sees the gumball machine. And there is plastic rings in the gumball machine.
Oh, God. I see where this is going. Uh-huh.
So he put the quarter in. He got the plastic ring. And him and his friends are just laughing their heads off because this is the greatest thing ever. He's going to go home drunk and put this on her hand and say, marry me. With a plastic ring.
Yeah, that's what a woman wants. Her boyfriend proposing to her when he's drunk.
She was mad when he
asked
her.
She should be.
She threw a pillow at him and went into the bathroom crying. He said, I was still tipsy, but I couldn't stop laughing. She was crying and saying, I can't believe you think this is funny. And I couldn't stop laughing.
Well, that should tell you everything right there. He thought it was hilarious. You don't want your proposal to be hilarious by accident. If you're a couple that like has a lot of fun together and you laugh together and you want it to be intentionally hilarious, that's different. But you coming home drunk after being with your friends all night long and a ring you bought for 25 cents and a gumball machine. Here's the thing. If you take me away, if we're away for a weekend and it's really romantic somewhere and you're really feeling it and you don't have the ring and there's a gumball machine, that's funny. It's kitsch. It's romantic. You know, here's a placeholder ring. That's adorable and romantic. You being out drunk with your friends and buying that ring with your friends and laughing and running home and being like, you want to get married? No. The answer is no. I don't want to marry you. No, this is what guys don't understand is, now remember, I'm a woman who does not want to get married. Mm-hmm. Okay. But there are women that really want to be married, and they want that moment, that proposal moment, to have a good story, whether it's romantic, whether it's funny, whether it's like kooky. None of that is kooky. All that stuff sounds rude. He's drunk and he proposes? No, fuck you. The other guy who leaves her a note and a ring, he can't even be there for the proposal? Nah, uh-uh.
Which one is worse?
I think having a kid with her and leaving a ring and a note is worse. And here's why. You know her well enough at this point. You know what she likes and doesn't like. You know what would be romantic and wonderful. Not being there for that moment and having her be there by herself, that's just cruel. You know, at least the drunk guy, while he was drunk with his friends, he wasn't thinking, who can I bang? He was thinking, I love her so much.
Right.
And I can't wait to get home and propose. And I don't have a ring. It was impulsive. He was drunk. But at least he's thinking about you. Do you know what I mean?
Good point.
The other one feels very thoughtless. He doesn't know her. To think that was going to be a good proposal, he doesn't know her.
I just think she was throwing things at him in the bathroom, crying, and all he could do is laugh. I think that's just...
Well, he was drunk, so everything's funny when he's drunk. You know that.
Yeah. No, the whole time he's got the ring, he's just laughing his ass off. He's like, this is going to be the greatest day ever. I'm going to give her a ring, and it's plastic.
I once broke up with a boyfriend for proposing to me at the wrong time in the wrong moment, because I realized, wow, we are really not on the same page at all. Like, I need to break up with this guy. If he thinks that I was A, looking for a proposal, that it was heading that way, and B, this is the way to propose, then I really don't want to be with him. So I was a bartender. Back in the day, before I started in radio, I was bartending. And it was one of these restaurants where it was packed. The other bartender didn't show up, and I was swamped. I was sweaty. They made you wear like a cute little outfit and like nice shoes. So my feet were hurting. I was just covered in margarita mix. It was just, plus they serve food, so it was greasy. I was just, it was the worst. My hair was all over the place. And he came in to hang out towards the end of my shift because he was going to walk me home, you know, because it was late at night and, didn't want me to take a cab, just wanted me to be safe. So I thought that was pretty cool. And he's hanging at the bar and he knows when I'm working, I can't talk to him. I would swing by, hey, do you want a drink? Hey, do you want something to eat? But other than that, we didn't really talk. So I finally get done. The customers all leave. I cash out. You got to clean the bar before the night's over. I'm cleaning the bar. And he grabs me by the hand and he pulls me over and he goes, will you marry me? And I was like, are you, what? I'm sweaty. I had the worst day. My hair's all over the place. Nothing about this is romantic. You know, it felt impulsive. It felt like it was selfish. It was about him, not about me. Like, do you think I want to be proposed to right now?
Mm-hmm.
And I was pissed. I was like, what the fuck? I was like, this is my moment. Like the worst day at work where the other bartender didn't show up and I'm like, my feet hurt, I'm angry and sweaty. Like this is the moment you pick. He's like, but I realized how in love I was with you. And even you in your worst moment is the best thing I've ever seen. Like he tried to spin it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And at that moment, I was like, you know what? This guy and I are really not on the same page. At all. I was not waiting for a proposal. I wasn't looking for one. You know, I never even considered whether I'd marry him or not. You know, we've been together at that point like about a year, which I don't think is long enough to be with somebody before to propose to.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't really know somebody in a year. Sorry, you just don't. So I went home and he walked me home. I said, don't come in. I showered and then I slept with a friend of his and then I broke up with him.
Oh, wow. And, you know, there are angels that stand next to you. And at that point, he had angels on all sides going, I'm going to help you here. This is your one chance we get to help
right.
you.
It's your one chance to get out.
You are so dodging a bullet.
We're going to help you get out of this one. Yeah.
So
funny. Like, I know that he probably to this day thinks thank God she didn't say yes. Thank
no,
God.
No, he's thinking, what a bitch. That's what he has a photo of you that he throws darts at.
Yeah, but it just shows what a different page we were on. I mean, I thought he was a great guy. We had fun together, but I wasn't in love with him.